The title of this retreat is, in fact, quite significant because it allows us, when understood, to deeper understand, to deeper embrace the fundamental truth of our evolution into awakening and soul realization. When seekers, meditators, at this time or another time, experience what they translate as state of love, assuming their realization or experience is real, what they in fact experience is their soul. Of course, the experience of the soul and the state of love can happen on many levels and many degrees of reality. But the essence of it is the same. As we spoke many times, one of the biggest challenges in the spiritual journey is to align understanding and intelligence with the actual reality. Reality is how things truly are, and not merely how they are being interpreted by the limited and conditioned perception of that particular individual. There is a place for subjective perception on the path, individual, unique angle of perception. But for that, in order to be aligned with the truth of the soul, it has to be connected, intertwined with the objective truth, the truth which has its source in the universal I am, universal consciousness. Ultimately, only in the state of absence, which is the natural, absolute samadhi, reality is experienced in a completely objective way, because it is not being tainted by the personal perception. However, there is a deeper level of objectivity where the intelligence of the one who abides in the state of absence, that intelligence as well has been merged with the universal intelligence and can reflect on the more relative level the objectivity of understanding of what has happened and is happening. meaning that one who has merged with the reality on the level of his or her intelligence may or may not fully reflect on the level of understanding the truth. Those sages who has merged with the source and yet continue to evolve, they are in fact evolving toward that objectivity further and deeper. This is being said in reference to the concept of love. Love is a reality and it is a concept both. Sometimes the concept reflects the reality of love and sometimes it does not, or is reflecting it only partially. So the term love is one of the most misunderstood, twisted, conditioned ideas. And in order to realize what it really means, we have to be free from all these conditionings attached to it, to really penetrate its the most profound truth. All beings in this plane, all creatures are seeking love in this way or another, from very unconscious to more conscious to more aligned with wisdom and the reality. And what they are seeking ultimately is that what they are growing into, which is their soul. From the ultimate perspective, when you are longing for love, you are longing for your own self. To embody the state of love is to become your soul. And to become your soul, you have to merge with your soul from your me, from your human existence. One cannot become the soul unless one is awakened to the light of I am. Me has no access to soul, is stuck in its own psychological, emotional reality. It cannot get out of it, locked like in a prison. And in this prison, suffering, lonely, isolated, is seeking love. And it can never fulfill, complete that search, because there is no love in prison. It is behind the walls. It must be free to experience itself. Therefore, awakening is the precondition for entering the realm of the soul and for beginning the true evolution into the state of love, where love meets itself and says, I am. When the light of I am is awakened, it does not imply that the soul is realized. There is still a gap, a vast chasm between me and I am. And in order to cross over, to close this chasm, me has to surrender. Me can cultivate many psychological means to approach the soul from the place of love. But it is all imperfect. The me itself must be merged, must be absorbed into the light of I am, for the soul to truly manifest. And that is the subject of this retreat, how to cross over this duality, this gap between me and I am, how to truly become the soul, which is as love. How to experience oneself me cannot understand, cannot grasp what it means to be a soul. Me can feel the soul, but cannot become the soul, because its identity is in the wrong place. It is like you cannot become what you are not. And that is the miracle of awakening to the soul, that something happens through the most profound surrender, that you become your future self. Surrender is a process of conscious dying into our higher self. It is not like trying to escape, giving up, erasing oneself, denying oneself. That which is surrendering is totally embraced. And is perceived as the sacred energy required for the supreme merging with the soul to take place. And yet it is dying. Dying in order to live for the first time, a true life, the life of the soul.